You're riding alone on a moonlit but starless night. You just missed your exit, and now there's only one way back home. So sit back, open your ears, and hold on tight, because you're about to take a quick detour through Uncanny County.
Turkey and dressing. Stouffer's.
Oh, let me...
Careful, it's hot.
I got you something. Here.
Cranberry sauce. That's real thoughtful, Homer.
Well, wouldn't be Christmas dinner without it.
Where's that can opener? Ah! May I?
Well, sure.
Where do you...
Anywhere's fine.
There?
Yeah, there's good. Thank you for cooking.
It's just a TV dinner.
Still.
Well, Merry Christmas, Homer.
Merry Christmas, Judy.
Christmas Eve, 1970. If you were to approach Wally's Wigwam Motor Lodge, the first thing you'd notice is that all the units are built and painted to look like teepees. The second thing you'd notice would be the empty parking lot. If you were to peer inside the window, you'd see a shabby lobby, a cigarette machine, and a sad little tree optimistically decorated for Christmas. In that lobby, you'd find Homer, a middle-aged man wearing an approximation of a feathered headdress and sharing a meal with Judy, his only employee. The hopeful Christmas music emanating from the small black-and-white TV is a stark contrast to the air of weary resignation behind Homer's tired eyes. He knows that this may very well be the last Christmas at Wally's Wigwam Motor Lodge.
Well, hello.
Hi.
Merry Christmas and welcome to Wally's Wigwam Motor Lodge, an authentic Indian experience. Sleep in the comfort of your very own modern-day wigwam.
These aren't wigwams.
Sure they are. I mean, yes, they are made of stucco and they do have electricity and plumbing, but that's what makes them modern day.
No, they're not. Wigwams are dome-shaped. What you got here are teepees. There's a difference.
Well, I had no idea. Did you know that, Homer?
No. No, I didn't. I thought they was, synonyms?
They're not. It's a common mistake.
Oh.
I'm 1/8 Cherokee.
Oh, my goodness. You would certainly know then. Well, we are conveniently located near several exciting attractions, including the Souvenir Shot Glass Museum, the final resting place of Mr. Ed's understudy, and the world's second largest clothespin. And, as you can see, we also offer a selection of traditional Indian crafts for sale. Have you ever seen one of these before? It's called a dream catcher. It says here that a lady spider wove the dream catcher to protect children from nightmares. The bad dreams get caught in the web and disappear in the sunlight. The good dreams slide down the feather into your mind. So you get to keep those. Isn't that a nice idea? Homer, aren't you going to take this girl's suitcase?
Oh, sure. Here, let me... Did you want a wigwam? I mean, teepee?
How much? For the room?
$8 a night.
Oh.
I can't help but notice that you are expecting. Are you traveling alone?
Yeah.
Where are you headed?
Los Angeles.
Goodness, that's a long trip. Is it safe for you to be driving in your condition?
Not driving, been hitching.
Miss.
Tina.
Tina. No charge for the room.
Really? Are you sure?
It's Christmas. You save your money for the trip.
Thanks, Mr.
Just Homer.
Homer. And what about Pocahontas here?
She's Judy.
Have you eaten, Tina?
Oh, well, I had a Hershey bar a ways back.
Here, sit down. Here.
I can't take your supper.
I can heat up another. You get some food in ya.
Thank you.
This place is like a ghost town.
I guess it must be slow because of the holiday, huh?
Yes, that's right. It's because of the holiday. Business will pick up soon. Isn't that right, Homer?
So, you two married?
Us? Did you hear that, Homer? Tina wants to know if we're married.
Oh, no.
Boyfriend and girlfriend, then?
No, we just work here. Well, and live here. Not together. I have my own wigwam. I mean, teepee.
Huh. Well, that's cool, I guess.
What is?
Well, it's kind of ironic, isn't it? You live, like permanently live, in a motel, which is supposed to be, you know, a temporary place. I'd have expected a lady like you to put down roots by now. You're not getting any younger. No husband?
No. I did. He died.
How'd he die?
He was killed. Overseas.
Wow. Sorry to hear.
Well.
What about the chief?
What?
Homer. He have a wife?
Oh, no. Homer's a bachelor, ain't you, Homer? Married to his work, he is. Right, Homer?
Oh, yeah. That's right, a bachelor. Setting the ways.
Setting his ways.
And you're here together on Christmas?
Well, someone's got to be here in case we have any arrivals. That's the way it is in the hospitality business. What about you, Tina? Why are you hitchhiking to Los Angeles all by yourself? Where's your husband?
No husband. Got a fiancé, Steve. Hang on. Got a picture. See? Not bad, huh?
Oh, he's real nice looking. Isn't he nice looking, Homer?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, we're gonna get married. Only he's lost or something.
Lost?
Yeah.
What do you mean, lost?
Well, I ain't heard from him in a while.
What's a while?
6 months. He was gonna send for me when he got settled in L.A. He plays guitar. He left me a letter, said he'd send for me, but then nothing, so I'm gonna find him.
But you know where he lives? His address?
No, but I got this picture, and I figure somebody's seen him.
Does he know about the baby?
Oh, yeah, that's why he went to L.A. Said he wanted to make something of himself for the baby. Says he'll send for me. See? It's all right here.
Let me see. Honey, are you sure this is the best idea? Why don't you, you know, just wait for him to send for you? Like he said.
He should have been back by now, so something must have happened to him. He wouldn't want to miss the baby.
Well, I'm sure he planned on being back in time for the baby. Might be better to wait at home in case he shows up there. He probably just got held up.
Held up?
Yeah. Waylaid.
Waylaid?
Yes, Homer. Waylaid. People get waylaid. They get waylaid all the time.
For 6 months? What could have waylaid him for 6 months?
Any number of things. He could have taken a wrong turn and then been set upon by bandits or wound up in a Mexican jail. Any number of things could have happened. We don't know.
Judy, we do know. Tina, you seem like a nice girl. I don't like to see nice people taken advantage of. Can I be honest with you?
No, you cannot.
Give it to me straight, Homer.
This fellow of yours, Steve, seems to me he don't want to be found.
Homer?
Well, he don't. It's terrible, and he's a foolish young man, but if he intended to come back, well, he'd be here, don't you think? It's Christmas. You spend Christmas with the one you love.
Hey, I know what it looks like. I'd probably be thinking the same thing if I were you, but Steve's not like other guys. He's got a heart of gold. He promised we'd get hitched, and I believe him. That's why I have to find the jackass. I know he'd be with me for Christmas if he could.
I'm sure he would, honey. But you know, a man can be just like a scared animal sometimes. If you chase after him, he just runs farther and faster. But if you leave him alone, well, he'll come home. But you gotta be there when he shows up.
So you think I should turn around?
Listen, why don't you get a good night's sleep? Things will seem clearer after a good night's sleep.
Yeah, okay.
Here's your room key. You're in Wigwam 3. And here.
Your dream catcher?
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
I sometimes wonder about the dreams that have gotten stuck to this place. People sleep here for a night and they dream and then they leave. I think about those hopes and dreams and wishes being stuck to the wigwam walls after they're gone.
You think that?
Yes, I sometimes do think that, Homer. Do you want help with your bag, Tina?
No, that's okay. It's not heavy. Thank you for supper and the room and being so kind and all.
You're welcome. You sleep tight. What is the matter with you? Why would you say those things to her?
Me? I wasn't the one giving her false hope. That kid ain't coming back.
Well, what do you know about it anyway?
I know people.
Well, so do I. And people need something to hang on to, even if it's just a faint hope. And that boy might be trying to get back to Tina. He might walk through that door right now, hitching back to Missouri or wherever they're from. Don't you believe in love, Homer?
I don't believe in 18-year-old kids who run off on their pregnant girlfriends.
Well, what do you believe in?
I believe in responsibility. You don't go getting mixed up with a woman if you can't give her the life she deserves.
Is that so?
Yeah, that's so.
And why are you the one who gets to decide what a woman deserves? Why can't she make up her own mind about that?
Judy, I...
What?
Well, take me for example. I used to be able to make things work. I had determination and good sense and big dreams. I understood people. At least I thought I did. When I bought this place from Wally, well, I couldn't imagine a time when folks wouldn't jump at the chance to sleep in a wigwam. But Wally knew which way the winds were blowing. He was smart unloading this place, and I was a sucker. They built those interstate highways, and, well, now we got no customers. Hell, when was the last time I paid you?
It doesn't matter.
It does. It does matter.
We'll get back on our feet.
I wish that were true, Judy, but no amount of wishing or costumes or dream catchers will keep this place open. It's progress. Nobody wants to sleep in a wigwam anymore. It's over. We're bust. We won't see another Christmas here. So you see, I got no business falling in love with someone. It would be irresponsible. I got nothing to offer.
I think you got a lot to offer. You took me in and gave me work and a home after Billy died. You just let that girl stay here for free, even though we got bills to pay. You're kind, loyal, smart, and... well, you're handsome.
Well, I sure as hell ain't handsome.
You are to me. You're a good man, Homer, with or without a wigwam. And that hopeful young dreamer, he's still in there somewhere. I wish you could see that. Merry Christmas and welcome to Wally's Wigwam Motor Lodge, an authentic Indian experience. You look familiar. Have you stayed with us before?
No, I just...
Doesn't he look familiar, Homer?
You all right, son?
Yes. I mean, no. Well, I mean, kinda. I'm trying to get back to St. Louis. My fiancé is gonna have a baby any day, and I gotta get back there.
You're...
I promised I'd send for her when I got settled in L.A., but I got, well, waylaid.
Waylaid?
Yeah. I took a wrong turn in Arizona, got set upon by bandits, and long story short, wound up in a Mexican jail. I had no money left to call, so I'm hitching my way back. I was hoping to get back by Christmas.
Son, your name's not Steve by any chance, is it?
Yeah. How'd you know?
Well, I'll be. I don't know how you got here, but I think what you're looking for is in Wigwam 3.
What?
Just trust me. Out the door and to the right. Judy, how in the hell...
I don't know.
All that hokum you were feeding that girl turned out to be true? I mean, that's got to be one in a million chance. How did you know to say those things?
I was just hoping.
Hoping?
You know, for Tina's sake, I was just... Well, if she lost hope that he was coming back, she might despair. And in her despair, she might do something she'd live to regret someday.
Such as?
Give up the baby. If she thought he'd abandoned her, she'd give up the baby, and she'd have a hole in her heart for the rest of her life.
She would, huh?
Yeah, she would.
How could you know that?
I just do. And I just wanted her to have hope.
And all that about Steve and the bandits?
Got lucky, I guess.
Real lucky.
Merry Christmas and welcome to Wally's Wigwam Motor Lodge, an authentic Indian experience.
Sign says you got vacancies.
Yes, sir. Vacancy is our middle name.
Wigwam 4. That'll be $8.
Where are you headed? Home for Christmas?
Yeah, guess. Guess I am. Is that coffee?
Help yourself.
Is your luggage in the car?
Judy.
No, got off the bus a couple miles back that way.
Is that paper bag all you got with you?
Judy.
What?
Give the man some peace.
It's all right. I don't mind.
How long were you inside, if you don't mind my asking?
That obvious. 17 months. Wasn't supposed to get out for another 4 weeks, but they sprung me early. Compassionate release.
You sick?
No. My mom. Stroke. Doctors don't think she'll make it.
Sorry to hear.
Well, what do they know?
Judy.
She could still recover, couldn't she?
I appreciate you saying so, ma'am, but this ain't pretty sure.
Doctors make mistakes. People recover from strokes all the time. They could have read the tests wrong. She could open her eyes, get dressed, walk right out the door, and be home in time for Christmas.
Judy, Christmas is tomorrow.
Is that the payphone?
Probably a wrong number.
Hello? Let me check. Is your name Calvin?
Yeah.
It's St. Mary's Hospital for you?
How? Hello?
Judy.
Yeah?
That's a payphone.
I know.
That man only just checked in. How in the hell?
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas. You're never gonna believe this. The doctors, they made a mistake. They read the test wrong, just like you said. She opened up her eyes, got dressed, thanked the doctors, and walked right out the door.
That's wonderful. It's just wonderful.
I'm gonna spend Christmas with my mom.
I'll be damned.
I better hit the hay. Gotta catch an early bus. Thank you, ma'am. I don't know how you did it, but thank you.
But I didn't do anything.
Merry Christmas, sir.
Merry Christmas. It happened again.
Yeah.
Are you pulling my leg? Is this some kind of practical joke?
Of course not.
Am I on candid camera?
I don't think so.
What just happened? It's impossible. You know that, right?
People get better.
No, they don't. Not like that. Judy, what the hell is going on here? How did you know to say those things to him?
I don't know. It's just what I would have wanted to hear.
What you would have wanted to hear? Your mom. She had a stroke.
Yeah, but she died.
But you wish they'd gotten her tests wrong.
Sure.
And Tina, you were worried she'd give up the baby. Was that... I can't remember the last time we had this many customers. Merry Christmas and welcome to Wally's Wigwam Motor Lodge at... What is it you say?
An authentic...
That's right, an authentic Indian experience. Sleep in the comfort of your very own modern-day wigwam.
I'd like a room, please.
For how many?
Just one.
Here you are. Wigwam 5, that'll be $8, Miss...
Mrs. Johnson.
Oh, I apologize. I thought since you were traveling alone...
My husband's overseas.
And what brings you to Wally's on this fine Christmas Eve?
I'm not actually sure. I was on the highway, and then I was just here. I must have taken a wrong turn somewhere.
Where are you headed?
Chicago. To stay with my family. My husband, well, he's missing in action.
I'm very sorry to hear that, Mrs. Johnson. Your husband must be a very brave man.
He is.
Judy, don't you have something you want to say? Hey, are you all right? You're white as a sheet.
Well, good night.
Wait, Mrs. Johnson. Judy here has something she wants to tell you. Isn't that right, Judy?
What is it?
Judy? Well, she just wants to say, that is, I just want to say that, well, missing, that means there's still hope, doesn't it? War is a chaotic, confusing thing. There are mix-ups all the time. It could be a clerical error.
A clerical error?
Well, sure, he could be on his way home to you right now, but you don't know because someone left his name off some list.
That's very kind. Thank you for saying so.
You're welcome. You never know. He could just walk through that door right now. Or you could get a call from him on that payphone.
Okay. Well, good night.
Telegram from Mrs. Johnson.
I'm Grace Johnson, but how?
Merry Christmas.
I'm scared to open it.
Me too.
May I? It's okay, Grace. Here. See for yourself.
It is. You were right. He's wounded, but he's alive and on his way home. He's on his way home. It was a clerical error. How on earth did you...
Merry Christmas, Mrs. Johnson.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you both.
And what about for you, Ginny?
What?
What are you hoping for you? What do you want for Christmas?
Me?
Yeah, you.
I got all I want right here.
Yeah. Yeah, so do I.
You're going to have to share your supper with me, though.
More room for pie this way.
There's pie.
Of course there's pie.
Was that in fact the last Christmas at Wally's Wigwam Motor Lodge? Or could it be that somewhere in Uncanny County it's always Christmas, 1970? I couldn't rightly say, but if you find yourself heartbroken and lost on Christmas Eve, and you notice some modern-day wigwams up ahead, do yourself a favor and stop for the night. And tell Homer and Judy I said hi.
Uncanny County is the unholy creation of Todd Faulkner and Allison Crane. It's produced by Todd Faulkner, Allison Crane, and William Frankie, and our executive producer is Jessica Walker. Tonight's episode, The Last Wigwam Christmas, was adapted by Allison Crane from her play, The Last Christmas at Wally's Wigwam Motor Lodge. It was produced by A.J. Cermak, Kevin Ramsey, and Allison Crane, and it was mastered by Kevin Ramsey. It featured Allison Crane as Judy, Todd Faulkner as Homer, and the vocal talents of Emily Edwards, Matthew Hammond, Ron Sanborn, Mona Yancey, and introducing William Frankie as the Telegram Boy. This is William Frankie wishing you a weird and wonderful holiday season from all of us in Uncanny County. If you're enjoying Uncanny County, please consider supporting us on Patreon. Your monthly contribution will help us to continue bringing our special brand of weirdness to your ears.